Now, it may have been occasioned by the threat of the Persians once again taking advantage of Athenian weakness after the Egyptian expedition and sailing into the Aegean. But whatever the actual circumstances, in another way it is a symbolic action because it advertises that Athens is now truly the centre of this empire. It controls the treasury. So I think that by 454, at the very latest, it is now quite possible and proper to speak of the Delian League as an Athenian empire. It had undergone a transformation by steps, beginning almost immediately at the end of the Persian Wars, but now, by the middle of the century, it was undoubtedly an Athenian empire and no longer a free alliance. With the removal of the Delian League treasury to Athens around 454, Athens was able to proclaim itself as a kind of imperial city, the heart of the Athenian Empire. And as Athens grew more and more powerful and successful, the discrepancies between Athens and the Allied states grew more and more acute, making it more and more difficult for Allied states to resist the power of Athens. As Athens came to dominate the Aegean, the volume of trade increased, all centered on Athens. We find inscriptional evidence showing that the Athenians now begin to dictate what system of weights and measures will be used around the Aegean. Why? Because they are the center of this Aegean economy and they can afford to dictate the standards by which everyone else will trade. At the same time, politicians leaving their home states, perhaps in exile, come to Athens. Traders come to Athens. Businessmen come to Athens. Exiles come to Athens. And Athens grows enormously in power and influence during the second half of the 5th century as it is transformed into the imperial center of the Athenian Empire. The most visible sign of this transformation is in the building program associated with Pericles. And I think that it is no coincidence, if we look at the timing of this building program, that we can link the power of Athens and the buildings of the Acropolis. Quite simply, around 454, the Delian League treasury moves to Athens. In 449, only a few years later, Pericles proposes that a special fund be created using the 5,000 talents. This is not a small fortune, it's a large fortune, that the 5,000 talent reserve fund of the Delian League be given over to Athena. From 447 then to 438, the Parthenon is constructed, a temple in honor of Athena with the great statue built by Phidias. From 437 to 432, immediately after the Parthenon, the Propylaea, the great monumental entrance to the Acropolis, is constructed. In 435, as the Propylaea is being built, they start work on the Erechtheion, the extraordinary collection and cluster of cults on the north side of the Acropolis, which will now be all put together in one major complex. And from 421 to 408, the Erechtheion then is completed. In other words, if you go to Athens today, as you first come into Athens, you will see the Acropolis from below and you will see the edge of those great buildings peeking over, such as the Parthenon. And when you go up onto the Acropolis, you will see these buildings that we regard as the architectural masterpieces of 5th century Athenian culture. And they are that, but they're something more as well. They are the architectural testament to the power of Athens and to the transformation of the Aegean from a region of disparate and dispersed allied states to a territory which is now essentially an Athenian empire. The Parthenon shows on it the procession held in honor of the goddess Athena. And that procession is a kind of enactment of empire as the Allied states send their representatives to Athens. The Athenians were aware of this power, clearly. There's no doubt about it. And the interesting question is, how did they articulate this? What did they say? If you could ask an Athenian at the end of the 5th century, what justifies your power? Is it the white man's burden? Is it the superiority of your culture? What is it? Well, Pericles gives an answer to that in one of his speeches when he says to the Athenians quite simply this: it may have been wrong to acquire your empire, but it would be folly to give it up. The Athenians had no illusions about the transformation of the Delian League. They understood, as well as anyone else, that the democracy of classical Greece, the democracy of classical Athens, was at the same time the democracy of imperial Athens.